African Musical Extravaganza 2017 will feature live performances by Kim Wheatley, Slim Flex, Lako Abifuna, Prince Bami Del Bajua, MC Bondi, Black Oblaz, and his Okiki Band. The day will also feature an African fashion show, food, dance, and prizes. Join us for African Musical Extravaganza 2017 on Saturday, August 5th at Mel Lastman Square in North York from noon to 11 p.m. All are welcome.
Hello, welcome to Region Park Catch the Flavor with Radio Region. I'm your host, Jaden King, and here are my two guests, Ahmed and Nicholas.
Now, Hello.
Hi.
Now, our topic today is Canada's race problem worse than America's. Now, the definition of racism is prejudice and power which leads to domination and exploitation by one group over another. Now, Ahmed, what are your thoughts on that?
I believe that racism is a social construct in which it is racism does not work unless it's given it's social oppression, which means it is given by a government and is produced in such a way that it can affect that whole race.
Right. And now, people always think about the race, how they're treated, and how they are, and how their life will be, how do you think their day will be today, and everything. So, Americans are with African Americans, and Canadians are with Indigenous people. How do you think their lives are separate from each other? Like, what makes them different from each other?
Other than their race, I would say the fact that the fact of how they are treated.
The fact how they're treated?
Yeah.
And how so?
I mean, I dug myself a hole.
I just think that for this discussion, maybe you want to state your points and then have Ahmed state his point and maybe rebut some of your points if you want to have a more formal debate.
Okay.
So if you wanted to take your side as proposition and state what you're trying to debate in today's episode.
True. Because right now I want to talk about, is Canada's race problem worse than America? So that's basically saying, is Canada's Indigenous problem are worse than African Americans in America?
You could also take the more general side also.
True.
But what are you trying, what is your distinct side?
Distinct side?
What are the points you're going to be bringing forth?
I'm going to be going against Canada.
So you're saying that America has the worst race problem?
No, Canada has the worst race problem.
And Ahmed, you'd believe that?
I am saying that America's race problem is worse than Canada's.
Okay. So, Jaden?
By the way, we're going to have Nicholas be our judge here.
Jaden, you have 4 minutes. State your motion, a.k.a. what you're going to be trying to debate, and then state maybe two or three key arguments.
True. All right. So, did you know that the unemployment rate for Canada, for Aboriginal Canadians, is 14%, and though African Americans in America only have 11%? How come Indigenous people are not being employed as much as Americans are?
Okay, that's something to think about. But keep stating your points, and then when it's his turn, he'll rebut.
True. So, how come we're being treated differently? How come, the life expectancy? Did you know the African Americans even lived at least 2 years more than Aboriginals and Indigenous people? It's because of how they're treated. How do you think Indigenous people are treated?
Oh, sorry. Are you done stating your points then?
For now.
Okay, so then you have 3 minutes to rebut and state your arguments.
So for my argument, the fact is that the population of Canada is 36.29 million. Okay, and Aboriginals make 1.6 million million of that. Okay, not just that, but think America has 323.1 million people, while there are 37.7 think African Americans. Okay?
Fewer than 40,000 Indigenous and Aboriginals live in Toronto.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, in the employment argument that you had before, I think black people were 11% of black people were unemployed. Okay?
Correct.
To the 14% of Aboriginals. And compared to their numbers, you know, I'm gonna leave you with that. and your other thing was about how the life expectancy, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I think that is hugely based on our health, our healthcare system.
The universal healthcare that we have in Canada.
And how I think American healthcare helps to take care of their people. But no, wait. That's not
other way around.
Thing. Sorry. And how what? Aboriginals thing. Yeah, I lost this one. I'm gonna just state facts. how the American healthcare takes better care of their of African Americans than Canadians do with their Aboriginals, considering the fact that American healthcare is I think it supplies to anyone who has insurance or who can pay.
Okay.
So, and in Canada, if you are considered Aboriginal, then you are denied, I believe. No, like you're not denied, but like you have to jump through a lot more hoops than you would if you were a black person living in America. So, yeah.
Very true. I mean, no, from recent research, that no Aboriginal or Indigenous people have got the outcome of healthcare that they wanted, which is why even maybe do you think it's by their personal income on how much money they get? Do you think they may have to pay for healthcare even though it's free in Canada?
I mean,
their income is $22,344, and while African Americans in America is $23,738. So, could that possibly be a reason? What do you think?
I believe it has to do with inflation. You know?
How interesting that you say that.
Yes, America is being the money quality in America. I mean, America's money is higher to the dollar than ours.
Okay. Well, Ahmed mentioned something that I think that you should rebut about Aboriginal people or Indigenous people in Canada not receiving healthcare.
Well, they do receive healthcare, but they
think that is false.
It is. They receive healthcare, but they do not get the treatment that they wanted, or is not the healthcare outcome that they wanted. So, let's say you have a sick child, the child doesn't fully become better at the whole end of the process of medication and healthcare wise.
And that's because?
Because, well, they're just not getting the right outcome. They wasn't really told how, but no outcome was being.
The quality of healthcare that's given to Aboriginal people?
Probably that's a reason why as well. Aboriginal and Indigenous people do live on reserves. They're not mostly found in cities, mostly on edge by water edge or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that could also be a reason why. Money that may be given to them, or maybe the money that they have to afford, not even afford the treatment, but maybe afford medication for future or current problems with healthcare wise. So the Aboriginals and Indigenous do receive healthcare. It's just not the outcome that's wanted, or don't get a full success out of it.
Okay. there's 1 minute before we go to break, so Ahmed, you can take the last minute to rebut or add arguments.
I had a whole thing ready. I just want to state the fact that there are a multitude of hate groups that are in America, such as the Ku Klux Klan. There are 130 groups throughout America. The neo-Nazis have 99. White nationalists have 100. Racist skinheads have 78. Christian identity groups have 21. Neo-Confederates have 43. Black separatists have 193. Anti-LGBT have 52. Anti-Muslims have 101, and general hate groups have 100 groups in America.
Okay, so we're going to go for a quick musical break, and we'll be right back with you.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Shyness, your highness is performing. Look how long the line is. That's what happened. You make shit that's timeless. That's what happened. These rappers is the pioneers. What do it take to be a legend like Nas is? I'm so novice. I'm so polished. I got a right to be a little bit snobbish. I did a little bit of college semesters. It took two like Robbie's to let me figure out this wasn't my place. The beat slow till you listen to my pace. Cause I be killing shit, but that's evident. And y'all feeling it, but I expected it. If it's classic, it's gonna last forever. Then I'm everywhere. You never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Fly straight classic. Classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times, times, times. I'm everywhere. You never been and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Fly straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times,
foot down, represent to the fullest. Recognize I rock well.
Perseverance. See the fake hustler rapper to them, it hurts to hear this. Oh, you went platinum, yeah, that's nice. Now let me see you do the same thing twice. Three times, four times, then a couple of more times. Please, you're amateur night, it's showtime. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. The world could use one less man. Not enough air, not enough car factories to manufacture new vehicles, sedans, and vans. When they do make the whip, you're like your chips ain't right. By the time you could afford it, the car ain't important. In the streets I'm in, it's just iron. Cops keep firing in my environment. Leaving your slump, then they drive home. Far from the hood, brothers, they eager to jump on. I like to be the wall that they toast up on. I like to see them fall, guilty for doing wrong. I'm classic like the Air Ones, the hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to, yeah.
Classic.
Live straight classic. Classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times, times, times. I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times.
Of course, we have Blastmaster KRS-One. How many y'all got criminal minded? You, y'all, don't be blinded. Me, I got no jewels on my neck. Why? I don't need them. I got your respect. KRS-One, 20 years I rock. I do it for JMJ and Scott LaRock. This hip-hop, and we's a nation. Don't you want to hear more KRS on your radio station? Instead of broadcasting how we smoke them trees, on the radio we need to hear more local MCs. Where you at? Come on, where you at? This is the difference between MC and rap. Rappers spit rhymes that are mostly illegal. MC spit rhymes to uplift their people. Peace, love, unity, having fun. These are the lyrics of KRS-One.
Classic.
Live straight classic. Classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Times, times, times. I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
I'm
better than I ever been.
I'm Rakim, the fiend of a mic.
Yeah, is y'all ready for 2007? It's now another drought.
Welcome back to Radio Region on Catch the Flavor on Radio Region. I'm your host, Jaden King, and I have my two guests.
Ahmed.
Hi, I'm Nicholas.
All right. previously we were talking about, is Canada's race problem worse than America's?
And I brought up a whole bunch of hate groups, and I would like you to rebuttal.
Yes, Jaden, you now have 3 minutes to rebut any arguments that Ahmed said and add your points to why you believe Canada's race problems are worse.
Okay, so are all those numbers in those hate groups, are those involve Indigenous and Aboriginal people, correct?
They are hate groups that attack many identities within America.
Are they involving Indigenous and Aboriginal people?
Groups such as white nationalists and general hate groups, I believe so.
They involve Aboriginal people.
Considering the fact that they are strictly for white people. I mean, the white nationalists.
Okay, let's just say they do have Indigenous and Aboriginal people.
Pardon me?
Yes, okay, so they don't like Indigenous or Aboriginal people.
Okay, so they don't like Indigenous and Aboriginal people.
The point is that they target Black people in America.
In America.
So yes. All those are, that's a bunch of hate groups that target Black people. That's a
many
lot
of them
people.
Do.
No, those are hate groups in America.
Yes.
And there are probably some groups like that in Canada, but there may not be as much as in America. However, it's not only just hate groups or certain gangs that are hating Indigenous and Aboriginals in Canada. We're talking about regular people. Economics are not really helping Indigenous and Aboriginals, and maybe even politicians are not even helping Indigenous and Aboriginal people. So it is a common fact. It is why they live on the reserve, also especially in Winnipeg. They get treated the worst there, which is also true. Which is why they live on the reserve. They don't get the proper health care that's needed. There was even a chief of a village of an Aboriginal Indigenous that would even let a young child who had treatable cancer die to show that their Aboriginal and Indigenous people need help. They are in desperation until this day, and it is a true fact about that.
I just want to bring up a topic that you brought up before, about how it's not just gangs or like groups that are attacking Aboriginals and Indigenous people.
Correct.
So it's not just groups that are attacking Black people or Hispanic people or Asian people in America. It's also normal people off the street who yell racist stuff as the N-word. I had to stop myself. Who yell stuff like the N-word, who would attack them. There are so many videos that have been popping up all over the place about people saying the N-word in classes, people throwing stuff at Black people, at Hispanic people, people like, there have been people that were killed, not just by police. The police have killed so many young people strictly because they were afraid of their skin color. Jordan Edwards was a young man that died, I believe, in earlier this year. He died specifically because the cop thought the cop went there believing that they were doing drugs, and said that the car was moving towards him, but it was moving away. Then there's people like Rodney King, who was beaten by police officers. They got away with it. Philando Castile, who got shot because he had the right to have a gun. He got shot by the police when he was being stopped. And normal people off the street, George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin.
Wow.
Just because he was walking down the street and he had his hand in his waistband. He had Skittles. A Black kid with Skittles, just because he scared a man, died.
Wow.
I think Ahmed's done.
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry.
So you can rebut or state any more arguments you have.
True. Now, that all could have happened. Or, it happened, right? It happened, okay.
To gear the debate, maybe you can talk more about Canada's policing and how...
Canada's policing?
The racism in Canada's police system compares.
One more thing, sorry. You also said politicians. Donald Trump has repeatedly stated racist comments and has... He was on the news and he talked about how... about a judge and how he wasn't doing his job correctly because he was brown.
Because he was brown?
No, he didn't say because he was brown. Sorry. he stated specifically that he was brown. Mm-hmm. He was a brown judge. And that had no... there was no reason for that. There was no use for that.
No reason and no use.
No.
So why did he say he was brown?
He kept trying to get the interviewer away from that.
I see.
Yes.
Well, so back to as a
And he said it because it was it was a conflict of interest, considering he kept saying that he was Mexican, but he was not Mexican.
So because he was Mexican.
Because he was Mexican, he didn't want the wall built or something like that. Anyway, your rebuttal, please.
Now you're saying how now you wanted me to talk about how police are with the indigenous and Aboriginal people, right? Yes. Okay.
Can if you want.
Yeah. Well, is what you asked, right, Nicholas? Yes. So now, police and Aboriginals, it was actually even stated that how they don't really get along well because actually even police intend to ignore all consequences, or ignore conflicts that happen in reserved villages or on the reserve, where Aboriginals usually stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the missing and murdered Indigenous women. That's a pretty big topic. 10,000 missing.
True. And police haven't exactly been on that case ever since. So they're being ignored in Canada, much less even the slightest bit even trying to resolve or try to, if they're missing, they wouldn't, they're least bit of doing to help them, or at least it doesn't even make top head on news or anything. So it is, conflicts are not really acknowledged that much in Indigenous and Aboriginal people in Canada. It is because they are not acknowledged that often or even at all. It is for the people who want to research or want to be interested, only would know about it. However, all the missing and maybe possible homicidal murder rates, they are not being acknowledged by city policemen or women, and not being acknowledged by news-wise. So it is why we know not many people would know about Aboriginal or Indigenous people that often. Is because their acknowledgement is so low, no matter how much the desperation is.
About the media, the complete opposite can be said for Black African Americans in America. That was redundant. So in America, Black people, Black crimes, Black murders, Black on Black. Violence, it is amplified.
Well, the homicide rate in America, in African America, is 17.3. The only homicidal rate in Aboriginal Canadians is 8.8.
Yes. Thank you for those statistics. Black people are amplified to the point where, Black violence is synonymous with Black people. Black hate is synonymous with Black people.
Saying so, like black on black crime?
No. When you hear a Black person, people think thug. People think, oh no, he's gonna hurt us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
I mean, the same can be said for stereotypes of for Indigenous and Aboriginal people.
It can be said how how holy spiritual they are bad luck or so. Even if
I've never heard that one. Like, you say holy, like spiritually they are jinxes.
Yep. Oh, okay. How some are even said are bad luck or even mistaken sometimes. I don't want to be racist myself here. How they even mistaken their nationality. Some people even say that from the eastern hemisphere mm-hmm. of the world, but don't actually know their actual nationality is.
Yeah.
So they are even mistaken as, I don't want to be racist myself here. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to be. But they get mistaken for the Eastern Hemisphere, but not their actual nationality.
Mm-hmm. Being conscious of time, there's 1 minute left. So as Jaden is the proposition, he gets to have the final words in the debate. If he wants to wrap up, say his final arguments, you have 1 minute. So
1 minute?
For the next musical break.
Okay.
You don't have to use the whole time, but...
I wouldn't have anything else to say to you.
Mm. Okay.
Well,
That sounded a little aggressive.
It's a little too aggressive.
It's just a friendly debate.
So, are those your final remarks then?
Yeah, I have nothing else to say.
Well, we're going to go to a musical break, and then we're going to be back with a discussion on the debate that just took place with a new guest, so stay tuned for that.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh,
glory, glory,
oh. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Selma is now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It take the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, glory,
glory,
oh,
glory.
Why is he tagging?
Welcome back to Region Park Radio Region. I'm your host, Jaden King.
I am a guest, Ahmed.
I'm Nicholas, a guest also.
And I'm Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hey.
Hi, Judy.
I was listening in. Great conversation.
It wasn't that great.
Not awkward at all.
Before we start the discussion, as the moderator, I just wanted to choose.
So who won?
Quite honestly, I don't think either of them won. But I do think they both had their strengths and weaknesses. But I have to. I think I'm gonna have to give it to Ahmed for his coherent arguments that I could actually understand. I'm not totally sold, but I think that this discussion will definitely help help bring up more topics.
So you're saying that 90% of a debate is communication, effective communication.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right. Congratulations.
I win. by like a small margin, so you can't be that proud.
A small margin is still a margin.
The margin is the battle, not the war.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
So Jaden, what is this discussion about?
This discussion was about, is Canada's race problem worse than America's?
So this discussion right now?
Well, we're going to discuss about it. Before it was debate, so now we're just going to discuss. Okay.
Discuss what we heard in the debate, and I guess what we, our ideas on the topic.
Yeah.
Okay. And what our personal opinion is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So who's going to start?
I believe that, I truly do believe that America's race problem is worse than us, because while we attack our Aboriginal people, like, horribly, we don't even treat them as people most of the time.
They're not even acknowledged.
Yeah. America still attacks almost every race that is not white. Or even if you're white passing, you can still be attacked because you're not from Europe,
make it worse than Canada?
Because while ours is on a specific place in America, it affects everybody. It attacks everybody.
So you're saying that because Indigenous people have been isolated, then it's more an isolated problem. Whereas in America, it's more pervasive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, as I see it, is better because the Aboriginals, they're on their own, you know? Like, we don't help them.
But, well, you know, my opinion is that I think both countries have deep-seated wounds when it comes to race, issues of race, but I feel like Canada's wound is much more fresh because this is still an ongoing thing. The last residential school was closed in 1996. We still have reserves, and the Indian Act is still in place. So for people who don't know, the Indian Act is Canadian Constitution that states who's Indigenous and who's not. And for legally, some people who culturally believe themselves to be Indigenous, their blood, their culture, their background, legally, sometimes they're not seen as such because of the definitions under the Indian Act. And so they don't get the status of Indigenous, and they don't get the treatment that they would deserve. And so I think that was a systematic way of discriminating and a legal way for the government to eliminate them, and that's still an act. So it's not like in America with the Jim Crow laws where they were abolished and slavery was abolished. This is still in the law.
Just for anyone who doesn't know what it takes to be an Indian in America, in Canada, sorry, you have to be
status 6 bracket 1.
Oh wait!
Yeah, it's pretty like, I don't know, intense.
I don't know it at all.
So it would be like it would be like living on a reserve.
Yeah.
Okay. Being part of the faith.
You have to live on a reserve. Certain, Métis is not considered Indigenous.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's certain traits that aren't considered Indigenous, and if women who are considered Indigenous marry like say a non-Indigenous man, she loses her status as Indigenous, and her kids lose their status.
That's weird.
But the other way around is viable, right?
No, for men, no.
Okay.
So it's not only discriminatory towards indigenous people, but women, too. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you have to be something like status 6, bracket 1, or status 6, bracket 2. It's very technical and very nonsensical.
Not just for women, or is that for children as well?
So if the woman gives birth to the children lose status too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of, it's all about, what it really is a law that enacts, it tries to classify their bloodline, mm-hmm. pretty much, right? So that's what they're trying to do with that. And it's still very much, this is why, indigenous people have, identification cards.
Yeah.
Because of the Indian Act. And people think, oh, they get, like, free tuition and, like, tax breaks and stuff, and that's not necessarily true. And tax breaks really aren't that much of a big deal when you consider how exorbitant the prices are for food and groceries in reserves. And in reserves, they don't have, like, a bunch of sprawling Walmarts and a bunch of stores. They have, like, 2 or 3 corner stores, and they'll sell, like, food for very, very high prices. So even if you get a tax break, it doesn't matter. It's like you're saving a nickel, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not to mention the severity of what Canada put the Aboriginals through. I mean, the residential schools.
Right.
They stole children from their houses, and they beat them,
mm-hmm.
and they took away their culture and everything.
And, I mean, I feel like that is very similar to Black history in America.
Mm-hmm.
They stole them. They pretty much stole them from Africa. They shipped them over here. And then they had all these insane ways of destroying their spirits. Mm-hmm. And they had methods, too. It's the same as residential schools, right? But my point is that the wound is much fresher in Canada because the last residential school closed down in 1996. So that intergenerational trauma, which is a term they had to coin because of the trauma they faced and how they passed down that trauma to their children, it's still present today. So a lot of people from residential schools, their kids now, they face that intergenerational trauma. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that's been healed, and it's not something that's going to be healed anytime soon.
And what you said about the wound being so fresh, thing, the wound for America is reopening as Alabama. In Alabama, a federal judge allowed a school district to go back to a sort of segregation. Which is seen as school segregation and actually has been around, but we haven't noticed it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and to give context about Alabama, that's where we just played the song "Glory," which was featured in the movie Selma, which was about the life of Martin Luther King and his march in Selma, in Alabama, mm-hmm. Selma to Montgomery in Alabama. So Alabama has always been the spot where race was the biggest issue. It is where black racism was at its most intense. So for these schools, these segregated schools to come back in Alabama, it sends a powerful message in that way.
Mm-hmm. And I think to go off that point where you're saying that Alabama is just reintroducing like segregation, I think one big distinction that I've seen is that America is moving backwards, while I think Canada is trying to make an effort. Like you do say, like the trauma that the Indigenous people is never going to be, you know, or not going to be fixed very soon. But I think it's important how Justin Trudeau like publicly says through the media that they are going to open like an inquiry into the missing Indigenous women. I think it's important that Canadians see that that is going on, so that's brought in back into the spotlight, even though like, you know, they probably, haven't heard that much about it, so they're not doing that good of a job, but I think it's a step in the right direction compared to America, where you know, they're moving backwards. I think
actually, I think that's interesting because when you bring up Trudeau, I think that might be very similar to what's happening by reopening the wound, because the government has openly, like, in a PR statement, he has said that they're opening up the truth and the missing murdered Indigenous women inquiry, but nothing has happened of it. And they recently had controversy of, like, executive members resigning, and there's been very, very little headway. So you've opened up this hope for these families, but you've not done anything.
So our families and public citizens starting to think that
there's a lot of backlash now. So a lot of people are like, you just did this because you came into office and you want to look good and you want to, you know, do the whole Trudeau legacy thing. And there's a lot more grassroots organizations that are looking to create databases for the missing and murdered Indigenous women, which has gained more traction than the government organization.
Good point.
But to support your point.
Because I think I'm just trying to say that, like, at least Canada is making an effort, while under Trump's administration, it just feels like he's spreading a lot of fear and hate.
But do you think that's because of the culture of the different countries? You know how America, they're very brash and straight to the point when it comes to their government. Like, they're not afraid to start wars. But with Canada, we're like very polite.
Like, they're direct or so?
Yeah. So I feel like there's a passive aggressiveness when it comes to Canadian government.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of wars, one big thing that's happening in America is people trying to create race wars. Earlier this year, I believe, there was a mentally unstable man who sat in a historically black church during Bible study, only to, after an hour, kill 9 partitioners.
Parishioners.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of his mental illness?
Because he wanted to start a race war. Because.
Well, was that because he was mentally ill?
I am not sure. They did not clarify on that.
It
has happened more than just that.
I think that's really scary because church is supposed to be their safe haven, right? Anyone's safe haven. Like, your religion or your spiritual organization is supposed to be your safe haven. So I think that was why it was such an intense act.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, going in New York subway, like, of course, like, it's the subway, right? Mm-hmm. When it's your church, it's supposed to be a safe space, right? Mm-hmm.
That was in America, right?
Yeah.
It's just, like, really crazy. Because, like, for me, like, I'm not an expert at any of this, but, like, as a Canadian, as a black Canadian, I find that walking down the street, I never fear. Like, I never have, like, sometimes it comes up. Like, obviously, there is those times. Right. But, like, I just never have a lot of thoughts about, like, I'm black and I'm walking down the street, I should be scared right now.
Yeah.
But I think that in America, that probably goes through people's minds so much.
Right.
And, like, hearing a story like that, I just, like, I would never think that would happen in Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, like, the society that we live in Canada here, that we do have our race problems. Like, you can't deny any of that, like, with carding in Toronto's police system. But it's just not,
like,
something
big like that
topic. Like, something that comes up in my family is, like, when my sister moved to New York, like, you're all like, oh, I wouldn't want to go to New York at this time. Like, we make kind of, like, jokes about that just because it's so bad in America, but I don't know, it's just like a whole different type of...
It's so true. I think that's a great point, actually. I mean, I imagine, like, black American, they must have to tailor their behavior based on their neighborhood they walk in, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that way in Canada. Like,
yeah.
And carding even is not, like, if the biggest issue is carding with police in Canada,
exactly,
the biggest issue... But then the issue in America is that police are shooting people, right?
Yeah.
Police are also shooting black kids, black youth in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot name a moment. I cannot name a time, somebody who has been killed by a cop in Canada.
Yeah.
But I know that is happening. I just want to say that.
All right.
No, it's
all right, Jaden, do you want to add anything?
Well, I know that it is true how how black people are getting, even black people are getting shot in Canada on that. But even with indigenous and family homes, is it even true that how that could that even be possible for indigenous people as well, even with their acknowledgement?
What do you mean?
So like how? So even though they're not acknowledged that often, even to even be mentioned on the news, mm-hmm. rarely often. Mm-hmm. Do you think they had their shooting problems with police as well?
I think it's a different story. I think the story when it comes to indigenous people is missing murdered women. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like the indigenous men are so much marginalized than the women are. We're talking about thousands of women, and even law enforcement actually doing things like intentionally find, like there was a case recently where a police officer was aided by two others and a judge, I believe, in kidnapping some indigenous girls, yeah. Wow. And raping them. So, like, it's not just, yeah. So, it's not just, like, random people and they're just, like, not willing to seek, go forward with the case. It's actually the law enforcement as well. So, I think in America, it might be young black men being shot. That's the big issue. And then in Canada, it's indigenous women who are being murdered.
So, yeah.
And I think it's because we make it very easy here for them to sweep that all over under the rug. Like, because these women are going missing and they, like, live on reserves.
Like sugarcoating it?
Not even sugarcoating, just, like, not bringing it to light that someone has gone missing and hasn't yeah. shown up to their family and their family is looking for them. Like, that's not a thing that news stations here care about to show to people in cities and big cities to, like, rally people to, like, actually care about topics like this.
That's actually a good point, because I think if anyone knows about the Highway of Tears is a highway that's notorious for being known to, for a lot of indigenous murdered women being picked up there. Mm. And it only got widespread traction and notice in mainstream media because a white girl was murdered there. Mm. And then they're like, oh my God, this is a exactly, thing, yeah. you know?
Some white families lost their...
Yeah, their precious angel. Yeah. And it's like, but the thing is with these indigenous girls, they have such terrible upbringing, so maybe they've gone through tough times mm-hmm. and they're runaways or they're like into prostitution or they're into drugs and stuff, so people are like, oh well, like she got herself in trouble kind of thing, you know. So that's why a lot of people just stop caring and then they blame the victim, right?
Yeah.
Why is it only just women indigenous women that are being more missing than men wise?
I don't know, but my theory is because of the Indian Act, going back to the Indian Act, how, like, they're so discriminated against. Like, I was mentioning how, like, when an indigenous woman marries a non-indigenous man, she loses her status. I think it's so ingrained in the law and in the culture to, denigrate the indigenous woman that it's to the point where that they become the target.
Not to mention in the Nova Scotia law books, it's still offering rewards for the scalps of Mi'kmaq native people, and the Mi'kmaq native people, and they're refusing to take out.
Well, I have to clarify about that. That law's not active right now, but it is a legacy of the violence that occurred. Like, they literally gave you money for killing people. But there are a lot of laws, actually, to be fair, just to paint a broad picture so we understand. There's a lot of outdated laws in the Canadian Charter. They also have some laws about, like, herding cows. That's because we used to be more, like, farmland and stuff, right? They still have it on. So it is terrible and upsetting, but it's because it's really defunct and, like, slow process when it comes to changing the law. Mm-hmm. But it does say a lot about the legacy of what Indigenous people went through.
Yeah.
Well, how you said it's not active, do you think it'd be like turned back on and off or so?
Well, because Canadian law is run by the charter, so we have our charter and then we have precedent. So whatever decisions were made in the courtroom, that is taken into consideration and that has the same weight as law. And we have this based on the British legal system. Right. So based on like judge-made law, so judge-made decisions of the past, so there must have been some kind of court decision in the past that said that killing Mi'kmaq people is no longer legal, like you can't do that. It's so that's now. So that's as legitimate as the charter.
I think that would take precedence, so no one can really go scalping or people or
yeah.
charge for something.
Like, please do not do that, because you will not get money for it.
Money for that. And I think the point about that is that, yes, checking it out costs money, but then there's also the point of it being a symbol of what happened to that indigenous group. So, I don't know, there's an argument for both ways that, like, it's not in effect, so it doesn't matter at all, but it does matter to that group because...
Right, because it's like you're always reminding them that, like, they're...
They were just people that they...
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, out of respect, they should be able to. Right.
All right, so thank you, Judy, for coming for being our guest for today. Thank you, Ahmed, for being also our guest today. And thank you, Nicholas, for being our guest/judge today. Now, that's all. Now, that's all the time we have on Catch the Flavor on Radio Region. Thank you so much for coming and joining us on Catch the Flavor, for listening to us. And if you want more information on this topic, you can search on www.macleans.ca for more articles and news on Canada's race problems and America's race problems, and more for debate. I'm your host, Jaden King, and that's all we have for tonight, folks. Thank you very much.